The other story we've been following is this concern over the drug supply here in Canada after Americans now allowed to move product from Canada into the United States. They're here because it's cheaper. Insulin is the specific target right now, but it has raised concerns around whether or not this is going to have an effect on the Canadian drug supply. Mark Warner is our in-house international trade law expert. How are you, Mark?
Not too bad. How are you?
My concern here is that I get the worry around it, but there's a call to have the parliament recalled. It makes it sound like this is imminent, that all of a sudden, if we don't act now within the next 3 months, we're going to have no drug supply in Canada.
Yeah. So, no, the first thing to note is it is a proposal. It's not actually something that's gone into effect just yet. The timing of the proposal was very interesting because it came out in between the two Democratic debates that were on TV the last two nights, which I think pretty much tells you what's going on here. This is a major issue that some of the Democrats, like Senator Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, have made about drug pricing. And this is one of those areas where Trump legitimately is on the Democratic side, instinctively on that. And so that's part of what's going on there. But having said that, the devil really is in the details, and the way it will be, if I understand it, the way it would be implemented would, even if it were to come into effect, would be a lot more difficult than people are assuming. First of all, insulin is specifically excluded, so that's point one. Secondly, the pharmacists in the United States oppose it because there's some tracking measures that are required in it that isn't even clear that anyone could qualify to use it because we don't track in Canada on that basis. And thirdly, it gives the pharmaceutical companies themselves the option of importing the drugs themselves into the U.S. and selling it, if you like, the Canadian price, which, of course, they don't want to do anyway. So as it's rolled out, I think we're going to find the Democrats in the U.S. are going to say, hey, this doesn't do what you're claiming it's going to do, and the debates in the Congress around drug pricing will continue. But we need to watch this, because if something like this were to come into effect, it could create shortages in Canada. So we need to start thinking about what we might do in response. But I don't think this specific initiative is actually going to see the light of day.
So don't worry in the short term.
No, don't worry. But, we do have to be smarter. You know, Kathleen Wynne was going down several times and campaigning with Bernie Sanders. I think he came up here a few times with her. And, and I think she went down there and made comments. Justin Trudeau needs to be very careful what he says about health care when talking in the United States or an American audience, because I think someone like Trump, the way I read him, is he's sort of a person who can say, okay, Justin, really? how about this? And this isn't the only place where he's done that on drug prices. Canada, the Trudeau government is proposing to index our drug prices to a basket of other countries. We do that now. Mm-hmm. But they're thinking of excluding the United States from it as a way of dropping the prices in Canada. And Trump's response to that was, that sounds good. I think I'll index the prices too. To other basket of countries, of prices in other countries. And eventually what that would lead to is basically drug companies saying we have to raise prices in countries like Canada. So one of the things about Trump, as much as we hate him, he is a pretty sly fox on some of these issues and can get to the other side of some of the people who oppose him. So we need to get smart about this. And we may at some point want to think about some kind of a prohibition on blanket exports of certain pharmaceutical products. But I don't think we're there now, but I think we need to be a lot more strategic about how we brag about the Canadian healthcare system on American TV.
Good of you to join us. Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Mark Warner. He is our inside resident international trade lawyer.